This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Government is planning to roll out a 1,345 crore rupees subsidy scheme to promote the production of rare earth magnets in the country. Interministerial consultations are underway in this regard. This was informed by Secretary in the Ministry of Heavy Industry, Kamran Rizvi, during a function in New Delhi today. He added the scheme will provide end-to-end support for the conversion of rare earth oxides into magnets. The subsidy will facilitate investment for establishing processing facilities for companies to convert rare earth oxides into magnets. The proposed scheme comes in the wake of China restricting exports of rare earth magnets that has hit global supplies, impacting EV makers. Heavy Industries Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy today launched a scheme to incentivize electric trucks under the PM E-Drive scheme. This is the first time that the government has launched support for electric trucks to help the country's transition to clean and sustainable freight mobility. The scheme aims to support the deployment of around 5,600 e-trucks, promoting indigenous manufacturing and reducing logistic costs and carbon footprint. Joint Parliamentary Committee on One Nation, One Election today held a meeting at Parliament House in New Delhi. The 39-member committee comprises 27 members from the Lok Sabha and 12 members from Rajya Sabha. The meeting was part of the broader exercise to examine the Constitution, 129th Amendment Bill 2024, and the Union Territories Law Amendment Bill 2024, which aimed to enable simultaneous elections to the Lok Sabha and state assemblies. National Security Advisor Ajit Dobhal has said that India succeeded in Operation Sindoor by using indigenous technology, thereby hitting 9 or 10 targets in 28 minutes, crisscrossing Pakistan. In his speech at the 62nd convocation of IIT Madras today, he said that the Indian military had the state-of-the-art indigenous technology like BrahMos, integrated air command systems and radars in the battlefield during Operation Sindoor.
13 air bases of Pakistan now, before 10th May and after 10th May, whether it was in Sargodha or it was in Rahim Yar Khan or it was in Chakrala or it was in Rawalpindi, including the Bellary where they have got the AVEX, the Avoidance Control System. Now, I'm not telling any of this thing. I'm only telling what the foreign media, on the basis of the imageries, have put this thing, the images. So we very good to achieve. We are capable of doing that.
In Jammu and Kashmir, the State Investigation Agency SIA conducted raids at three locations in Jammu, Doda and Handwara as part of the terror financing probe. The searches targeted a conspiracy involving cross-border funding through cryptocurrency to fuel terrorism and destabilize peace. According to SIA, the operation aimed to identify individuals inciting youth against the country. Vital evidence, including electronic devices, was recovered, marking a breakthrough in exposing clandestine financial networks. India's used car market is growing rapidly and is expected to cross 6 million units this fiscal, a new report by CRISIL Ratings said today. According to the data compiled by the report, the sales volume of the used cars is growing at a pace of 8 to 10%, which is more than twice the growth rate of new car sales. The estimated market value of the used cars now stands at around 4 lakh crore rupees, nearly matching the value of new car sales in the country, signalling a major shift in consumer behaviour. National Highways Authority of India, NHAI, has strengthened the process for blacklisting loose fast tags to ensure smooth tolling operations. Road Transport and Highways Ministry said in a statement today that loose fast tags pose a challenge to the efficiency of electronic toll collection operations. The NHAI has provided a dedicated email ID and has directed the toll collection agencies and concessionaires to immediately report such fast tags. In cricket, hosts England with 353 for 7 at lunch in the first innings against India at Lord's. England resumed the play at the overnight score of 251 for 4 on day 2 of the second day of the third test. India scalped 3 wickets in the first session today, all by Jasprit Bumrah. For host Joe Root, scored a century. And that is the end of this news bulletin.